Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
To the show, and the whatreallyhappened.com website is up and running. It was a temporary glitch. I don't even know what happened, but everybody wrote back in and said they can see it now. So, stray cosmic ray, I guess. Let's go back to the phones here. PJ Barden in the United Kingdom, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good evening. I won't delay you at all, Michael. As usual, you're right on the money regarding that nerve agent poisoning. But it took place in Salisbury, where that guy, a Russian guy, lives, 120 miles southwest of London. And guess what else is based in Salisbury? The Portendown Bioweapons Laboratory. Isn't that just a coincidence?
Oh, there's a coincidence. I'm sure it's just a coincidence. Absolutely just a coincidence.
Absolutely. But the media won't touch that. And I'll be very brief. The Downing Street and the British press mouthing off basically the press releases of the State Department. That's the kind of coverage we're getting here. But it stinks to high heaven. Putin would want to be out of his mind to pull that off right now at the height of this propaganda against him. But there you are. Just that's all I have to say.
Thank you very much. And it's an obvious false flag. Just like they're doing down in Syria, only on a smaller scale, they're just trying to push us toward a war with Russia. I don't want to go. I don't want there to be a war with Russia. I mean, I'm too old to serve in the armed forces, obviously, but if this war goes nuclear, this island is going to get hit. And if they nuke my Hyundai, I'm going to be really, really ticked off. All right, let's go on over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. War's coming, Mike. I watched the House of Commons with Theresa May, wretched piece of garbage. All those people all reading off a script saying our democracy's at risk. And I noticed Theresa May, she kept bringing up multiple times how it's a threat to the current, basically the current world order. This is what it's about. She told us what it's about, you know, but I think, man, Mike, I wouldn't want to be, as your gentleman called in the UK, where they're going to get hit with a lot of tonnage of radiation if we have a nuclear war, because people got to wake up over there and over here. We have no leadership anymore, Mike. We're in destabilized. We got no adults running this country anymore. They mouth off. Mm-hmm. They're stupid. You know, they're stupid, and there's no anti-war protest going on. Remember during the 80s, there was a lot of protests in Germany about nukes being there, and there's nothing going on anymore to stop this crap. Now, I think we're moving toward it, Mike. You got to watch Theresa May and just listen to all them, all reading off cue cards and scripts, like the gentleman said, right from the State Department script them, you know. It's inevitable, Mike. It scared the crap out of me. You have to listen to this crap. I'm like, these people are taking us to the brink, Mike.
We're at the brink. We are already at the brink. Now, the absence of protesters in the street doesn't mean that people aren't interested. People were doing protests in the street when we first went into Iraq, and of course, there was no media coverage. The media coverage went to the pro-war rallies that were all staged. But the protesting has gone virtual. It's people networking with each other over their smartphones and their tablets. And they're getting together there to basically say, this is a terrible thing that's going on. The only reason these days to have a demonstration out in public is to make a media statement. But if you know the media is not going to pay any attention to you to begin with, it's kind of a why bother moment. That's why we see more and more of these protests in the news are themselves staged. There are companies that will simply get together, rent a mob, and say, here's what you're going to scream about. And that's why so many times there's been this embarrassment where a reporter will go up to somebody and say, why are you protesting about this? And you get the immediate deer in the headlight look. They don't know. They were given something to say, and they were paid to say it, plus a box lunch. And that was basically it. So it's all media manipulation. But I think the real protest, the American people, the grassroots, has gone virtual. It's in cyberspace.
It's just, I mean, even Mike, they did the same thing we did over here. You know, people got to not watch RT. We need to make it a law. RT's Russian propaganda. They were saying how our politicians need not to go on these shows. So it's the same playbook. And, you know, Mike, this poisoning of the... It's obviously the same group of people that was behind the Ukraine coup right during the Sochi Olympics start, right? And then shooting down the plane in Ukraine. And all this on and on and on and on, Russia hacked the election crap. It's just this... It's a build-up, you know what I mean? It's a build-up to the inevitable, Mike. I mean, I don't know what else to say at this point. They're crazy.
No, it's very obvious. It's very heavy-handed. We can all see it. We're just waiting for a moment of sanity to break through some of our leaders in Washington, D.C., or failing that, you know, a decent-sized asteroid to hit. Which would be a shame because there's a lot of really nice museums in Washington, D.C. I've never seen and I would like to.
The guy who got poisoned also, remember this, the World Cup's coming up. And where is that at? It's in Russia. So you see this constant egging on, and they're going to put more sanctions on and on. You know what, Mike? I think Russia should, after this election coming up in a few days, cut the gas off to parts of Europe. That's it. Cut it off. That's how I feel about it. Cut them off. They want to freeze, they can freeze. You know, because he's going to have to drop the hammer sooner rather than later. I said that before, because you're going to keep letting sanctions get put on. I know they're doing better with the agriculture, but I mean, it's just an egging on and egging on, and you keep going and bullying, and to a point where you're going to have to react.
Well, Putin is well advised not to react. He understands he's a chess player. He understands, you know, they're trying to provoke him. And all these sanctions mean that Russia can't do business with the U.S. and its allies, which are not the entire world. Russia's still doing a lot of business with China and other countries that aren't part of the Western world. And all we're really doing is we're harming our own economies by cutting us off from that commerce. Because those are countries that grow things and manufacture things. And our country just believes that if they take a bunch of money and shake it back and forth rapidly, it'll grow. And it doesn't work that way.
But if they don't like Russia so much, then don't take their gas. Don't take their gas. Yeah?
Well, Russia's already shut off the gas to Ukraine over that treaty dispute and unpaid balance. Even though the International Court of Arbitration actually ruled against Russia, which was obviously politically motivated. But if Putin were to shut off the gas to Europe in violation of the contract, that would immediately be declared an act of war.
Yeah, but they put sanctions on Russia. Isn't that an act of war? Isn't sanctions an act of war?
It's an act of economic war. But Putin doesn't want to escalate it. He's playing statesman again. He's trying to keep things under control and not get out of hand. Because he understands, like most of us do, if this war really gets going, on the day the U.S. government realizes it cannot win a conventional war against Russia and or China and all the other places we're currently stuck in, they're going to start turning the keys on those missile silos. And Putin doesn't want to see that happen. Bad for everybody.
All right, thanks, Mike. Yeah, you know, I hate to be a big bummer on this issue, but I see it coming a mile away, Mike. It's a train coming at us.
I know. Thanks. I see the same thing. All right, thank you for the call. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Trump has issued a warning to the mayor of Oakland, California, saying that she could be arrested under Title VIII, and that she'd better think very carefully about what she's been doing, or she's going to get a long time to think about it behind bars. So Trump is, at least in this area, starting to put on those presidential brass knuckles. Now, over in New York, the New York Police Department is saying they won't arrest illegal immigrants unless they break a law. Duh, they already did. Just by being on U.S. soil, they have committed a crime. And I would think that the New York Police Department more than anybody else, because they're out on the streets. They're seeing the damage being done to the streets, the stress on the infrastructure, the increased crime by all these illegal immigrants. And you'd think that maybe they would be on the side of getting the city cleaned up. Just round up the illegal immigrants, get those punkin' chunkin' boys there with their air cannons, just start shooting them back over that border into Mexico. Longest distance and highest bounce wins the prize. Now, amazingly enough, the Democrats appear to be ready to make abolishing the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Just take it away completely. Shut it down. They're going to make that an issue for their 2020 campaign. Clearly, they are pandering to and dependent on the illegal immigrant votes. And we know that they voted in the millions, and they're going to do it again in November, and they're going to do it again in 2020. Illinois have been caught, in Illinois, illegals get driver's licenses, and they use them to register to vote, and they vote. Five people were indicted on felony charges of illegal voting and petition gathering. The illegal voters were not only illegal immigrants, but some voted multiple times. So, yes, the illegal immigrants are voting. They got five of them out of how many million? We don't really know. We keep hearing the number 12 million, but we've been hearing that for a long time. They're still coming across the border. We don't really know how many illegal immigrants there are. We do know that the illegals are, somebody somewhere is paying to transport these illegals to other parts of the countries. My guess is into districts that are just slightly GOP to change the demographics, to turn them back into the blue. Over in Great Britain, police have launched a hate crime investigation. Apparently somebody was mailing out these obviously professionally printed letters asking them to carry out attacks on Muslims in April. It was advertised as Punish a Muslim Day, and obviously the police are looking into this. But it's the open borders policy that has led to all this stress and tension and hostility. It was a bad idea to begin with. But I guess politicians are taking Soros money. They're going to take his direction. They're going to do what he says. Open the borders. We're going to blend all these people together, and they're going to stand around there in multicultural bliss and hug and hug and hug. Didn't really work out that way. For very well-known reasons. Clash of cultures. Different religions. Outright xenophobia. You can't just make that all go away. A lot of these migrants that have come to Europe are very angry. They were apparently promised all kinds of free stuff, which they didn't get. And now they're angry. They've gone a very long distance to get to Europe, and they're acting out. Some of them are being have no choice but to turn to crime just to stay alive. Now, as you know, the EU is still reeling from the results of Italy's recent elections, where the Eurosceptic parties won. They're all out there trying to say, oh, this was Russia. Russia interfered in the Italian elections. Europeans love the EU. Europeans love open borders. Europeans love Brussels. No, they don't. And apparently, the real surprise were the young people of Europe. Now, during the Brexit debate, it was assumed that support for Brexit would be among the elderly who remembered what Britain was like before the EU and wanted to go back to there. And the assumption was that the young voters, well, they basically, being part of Europe is the reality of their whole lives. They don't have that memory of a different Great Britain before the EU. But apparently the young people of Europe are waking up, and they're definitely voting anti-EU. So just waiting for the old people to die off is not going to reverse Brexit here. All right, let's talk about some of our recent staged shootings, gun grabber, holidays, whatever. Another one of the survivors of the Route 91 massacre, the Mandalay Bay shooting, reported seeing there were several drones overhead before the shooting began. Somebody was watching them remotely. This was Michael Gogun. And he was quoted in the Montana newspaper the day after the shooting. He'd seen some drones in the air and thought fireworks were going off from the drones when the shooting started. In fact, they even identified the drone. It's a A-160 Hummingbird unmanned aerial vehicles. Or they think that's what it might have been. That's serious drone stuff. That's police-type stuff. That's not a hobbyist drone like I've got in the back window there. Now, over the weekend, Broward County Sheriff's Department basically released the audio of the police calls from the beginning of the school shooting. And it has put Scott Peterson in hot water. As you know, Scott Peterson was the deputy sheriff assigned to the school as the safety officer who did not go in and confront the shooter. And when he was asked about it, he basically came out and he said he thought the shooter was somewhere outside. And that's why he didn't bother entering the building. But on the police radio recording, he clearly says that the shooting is from inside Building 12. So he's already been caught in a lie, and serious questions are being asked, which nobody in the government wants to answer at this particular point. Now, remember earlier I was saying there was this columnist at the Washington Compost saying, we ought to try communism in this country. Well, apparently the Communist Revolutionary Student Front at the University of Texas in Austin vandalized a fountain there and is calling for violence, saying it's the necessity of organizing women for revolutionary violence on International Women's Day. Amazing. Just amazing. All right. Story out of the Daily Mail. The internet will be weaponized at scale by criminals unless Google and Facebook are better regulated, warns the web inventor Sir Tim Berners-Lee. And he's basically out there saying that Google and Facebook are just running rampant over First Amendment rights of freedom of speech and freedom of assembly. And he says the power is getting too concentrated. And they're running rampant over the web. And the problem is going to get worse. Because this small handful of companies control which ideas and opinions are seen and shared. What was once a rich selection of blogs and websites has been compressed under the powerful weight of a few dominant platforms. And he's absolutely right about that. He's absolutely right. Basically, these social media sites are set up to be people catchers instead of people going on out and searching for what they want themselves. They go to Google, and Google doesn't give you all the items that match your search. They're filtering. They don't want you to see what's going on in certain parts of the internet, which is why you need to use a search engine that is more respectful of the First Amendment. You need to use a search engine that is unconnected with Google. There's a lot of small search engines that are actually front doors with advertising that use the Google search system. And you have to be careful about that because you're still going to get the same filtered results. Yandex has been working really well for me. But at this point, the social media corporations are just as corrupted and controlled as the corporate media is on the television set. Now, Ted Cruz is out there wagging his finger at Twitter. And we'll have more about that when we come back from these commercials. I'm not hearing the music. There we go.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take a phone call now from Curtis in Nevada. Aloha, Curtis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Listen, I'm looking at CNN right now. They've got two things that they're reporting that are very encouraging. Number one, that Trump is not going along with this Meerkat, the thing that would happen in England or Syria. And CNN is reporting that it's a negative thing, that maybe he's pro-Russia or pro... But the better part is that the Mueller investigation is coming to a close. Did you see that already?
Yeah, I did. And we commented on it. And they're saying that, you know, if Mueller doesn't actually have a charge against Donald Trump, it's going to just confirm that this whole thing was a sham from beginning to end.
Right. You know, it's interesting, too, because I've been listening to a lot of these QAnon people that are literally line by line going, translating, you know, the code or saying, look, people like Corsi, who I consider quite credible, and they were saying that as of yesterday, there were going to be actual arrest and actual, you know, they were going to proceed with this thing, which will turn into military tribunals. I haven't seen anything on it, and I was quite disappointed. maybe this might be something about it. I don't know. But, Mike, you know, honestly, we have to have all this started by the end of the summer because we have to show the people how dirty these people are. Otherwise, they might vote. We need to get the vote this fall, you know, to reinforce Trump's agenda.
Well, we also have to fix the election system as well because we know the Democrats were cheating. And right. They were cheating in the primaries, and they cheated in the general election. And I imagine they're just going to double down and cheat that much harder in November because that's just the way the Democrats like to play. They can't win right. in the battlefield of ideas. And so, yeah, we got to fix that.
Right. You know, if Sessions doesn't start now that this investigation is over, now Trump can go ahead and fire him and get somebody that can actually do the job.
I would love to see Larry Klayman in that position as Attorney General.
Right. You know, Mike, I think I know a good reason why you got California and its governor and the Oakland mayor and Chicago with Eric Holder and his UN mob and the Denver. All these states are blue states. And to me, what I'm looking at is that these people actually, in their mind, they no longer consider the U.S. government relevant. They actually see themselves as a corporation, and the UN is part of that corporation, and they're actually ready to start going under the United Nations. Because after all, for the last 20, 30 years, you've had the UN working its way into these cities with their sister city programs, their strong city programs, now the resilient city programs, right?
Yes.
And to me, I think that's what we're seeing. We're seeing that these Democrats were on board with this whole UN takeover after Hillary came on. And when it didn't happen, they still want to try to implement it. You know,
oh, well,
what do you think
yeah, the globalist agenda transcends Hillary. I mean, she was obviously a focal point for it. But this is coming from people like George Soros. And I would not be surprised if Bill Gates is a globalist as well. They want just right. one big planet of commerce, and it'll be history's worst dictatorship. And it's also very unsafe to not have fireproof doors in a building, watertight bulkheads in a ship, borders around nations. It's just common sense. But they're still pushing that agenda, and they're using the United Nations to give it a sort of a quasi-legal feel to what's going on, and doing most of the conquering using America's military might.
Yeah, that's why they have no problem with the immigration thing, because to them, the concept of American citizen no longer applies. It's global citizen in their mind. That's why it's, in their mind, their conscience, they actually think they're doing the right thing. And they don't have to worry about breaking
laws. Well, I'm sure they convince themselves they're doing the right thing. The problem is that they're thinking entirely in terms of their fantasies of what could be, and they're not looking around to see the real-world effects of what they've done. And again, liberalism is based on this false idea that you can re-engineer how people think by changing the environment around them. And that goes all the way back to Margaret Mead and Coming of Age in Samoa, which was an intellectual hoax. And yet it became the guiding philosophy of the liberalist movement. And that's why so many of these things liberals do don't work out. They still think that everything that we think is the result of the environment. They refuse to accept that we actually inherit some of our basic behaviors and thoughts and instincts. Anyway, listen, Curtis, I got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So to finish up on this story, Ted Cruz basically lobbed a Cruz missile at social media during a recent Senate hearing, basically chastising them for the very overt political bias on their platforms and the political targeting and censorship that's going on. And apparently he was inspired to do so by this Project Veritas undercover video that came on out, where one of the employees of social media was just caught effectively bragging about, wow, we shut down those conservatives. And basically, there is a problem there. There is a problem there. Now, here are the numbers. Twitter hid 48% of tweets using the DNC leak hashtag and 25% of the tweets using Podesta emails during the 2016 election. Now that is meddling, and that is bias. They were trying to protect Hillary and Podesta from exposure for what they had done. Now, Elon Musk is an interesting guy, and I'd like to know a little bit more about him. But he's come on out. He is very concerned about the emergence of true artificial intelligence. What we have now is getting closer, and everyone likes the phrase AI. It sounds, you know, techie and up-to-date and modern. I don't think there are any machines out there yet that can pass the Turing test. But Elon is out there saying AI could eventually become very dangerous, and it needs to be regulated. He's saying that AI is much greater danger to the human race than nuclear warheads, because the nuclear warheads don't get used, except for those two the U.S. dropped on Japan. Now, Elon may have reason to be concerned, and I tend to agree with him. I think the fact that our economy is already controlled by computers is very destabilizing. We've lost control of our economy because we're not controlling the economy anymore. These high-speed computers are. And the management of these companies that own these computers may see themselves as very powerful, but the reality is they're along for the ride. They don't know what's going on inside those machines. They really, really don't. Now, believe it or not, this whole topic of AI and needing regulation protection was covered in a science fiction novel. It's actually one of my favorites, called Neuromancer, written by William Gibson. He wrote a whole bunch of books about this future world in which we're all plugged into computer, or we can plug into computers directly. Just little jack behind the ear, you plug in a cable, and your eye sees what the computer wants you to see. And Neuromancer was specifically about an AI trying to break free of its electronic chains. And I'm not going to give away the ending, but it's a good read. I'm sure your local library has it. Maybe a used bookstore. It was printed, long ago, back in, I think, the very early 90s here. Now, another area of concern, and I'm sensitive to this because Claire and I bought this replacement Hyundai for our Honda. Auto manufacturers are asleep at the wheel when it comes to security. This is coming out of the Register in the United Kingdom. And it says that cars are getting smarter every year, but their increasing computational power isn't being backed up by good IT security practices. And apparently it is considered child's play to hack into these car systems. Now, Claire and I don't have to worry about that. Our car does not have Bluetooth. It doesn't have automatic parking. It doesn't have the big touch screen. I went old tech, buttons that I can feel with my fingers. I mean, there are some display screens. There's one for the radio, there's a little informational panel between the tachometer and the speedometer that tells me things like gas and whatnot. But these high-end cars that have Bluetooth and Wi-Fi, and they hook into the telephone systems, they're wide open to hacking. And I know a lot of people are concerned that this may be how Michael Hastings was killed, because he had a high-end car, and witnesses said he was just driving down the road, and all of a sudden the car just took off, accelerated, and then swerved into a tree. And a lot of these university computer departments have already demonstrated that you can, in fact, take over a car's functions remotely. If there's any kind of a radio link in there, they can get in. And it's very, very easy to do. And cars that have the automatic parking, they can literally take the steering away from you. So until they address those issues, my advice would be not to get a car with all the bells and whistles. For one thing, it's a distraction. You know, when you're driving, you want to look at the road. You want to be focused on getting where you're going and not being distracted by all kinds of bells and whistles. And maybe I'm just showing my age here. But I do think that all those extra little bits of tech are a distraction, and they make driving a little bit more dangerous. Now, if you've been hit by ransomware, and a lot of us have, apparently paying the ransom doesn't always get you your data back. Somebody did a survey of 1,200 IT security practitioners and decision makers from 17 countries, and basically found that only half the people who fell victim to ransomware last year were able to recover their files after paying the ransom demand. So good reason to maintain constant, steady backups. Backups, backups, back up your data all the time. Set up an automated system. Now, Kaspersky Lab has come on out, and they're looking at this Olympic Destroy malware. And at first glance, it looks exactly the same as the Lazarus Group wiper used in the Blue Noroff malware responsible for the $81 million cyber heist against the Central Bank of Bangladesh, even down to the header. But Kaspersky has determined that it's a frame-up job. They're saying 100% confidence the attribution to Lazarus is false. And the way they figured that out is they found indications that the Olympic Destroyer was developed using Visual Studio 10 and then made to look as though the code was the same C++ written Blue Noroff. Now, that's high-end stuff there. Somebody set up a frame job. And that's what makes it really difficult to say Russia hacked the elections. You don't know. I mean, even the company that originally said, we think it was Russia, they backed off it when they got criticized by other security companies for saying, your methods are sloppy. You're making all these assumptions. You don't know what's going on. Now, last week, we were running a couple of stories where this one doctor is out there saying that flu could mutate into a really lethal form with almost no warning and wipe out millions of people. And there was another story on the same theme. And I said, I'm really bothered by the fact that we're getting all of a sudden these scare stories about a coming pandemic. And my fear level has gone up again because Dr. Tedros Adhanom, Director General for the World Health Organization, has said the next outbreak that hits us will be a terrible one, causing huge amounts of death all over the world. Fears of a pandemic have been hovering after the worst flu outbreak in recent years devastated Australia, France, United Kingdom, and United States. Plus, they're still talking about the Zika virus and claiming it can cause microcephaly. Actually, where the microcephaly first broke out in Brazil, they've had Zika there for 60 years. Never caused a problem before. What they did have that was brand new was trials of yet another vaccine. Now, remember, we linked to this story. Believe it or not, the CDC, scientists went up way in the north to the frozen Arctic, and they dug up known bodies of people who died from the sadly misnamed Spanish flu. And they recovered bits and snippets of the virus, and CDC actually recreated that virus. Now, given that today's population are basically descended from people who survived the Spanish flu, you have to wonder what purpose they might have in doing that. And then all of a sudden, we're getting all these stories about, oh, there's a big pandemic coming. Remember the when pigs fly flu 2009, same thing. Oh, there's a big one coming. I saw this article in National Geographic. Say, you know, there's a super disease coming. It's going to wipe out a huge portion of the population of Earth. Didn't happen. I'm sure there are people who'd like it to happen. Bill Gates is a big, you know, fan of population reduction. You know, he's made his money off of all of us. He's probably sick and tired of all our complaining about Windows. Yeah, just get rid of them. Now, story out of WorldNet Daily is reporting on a report, a research project on antidepressants published in The Lancet. And they go on to laud the prestigious Oxford authors. Basically, what this report says is that millions more people should be taking antidepressants. And that holding back is like denying needed treatment to patients with hypertension or cancer. And the lead researcher says he's very excited about the study's results and boldly declares the final answer has been found regarding antidepressants' effectiveness. This is obviously an industry puff piece. We know there are problems with antidepressants. It's been well documented. But they're out there with this report. I mean, the corporate media has gone wild over this thing. Oh, yes, doctors, just prescribe antidepressants. They'll fix everything. They may even be thinking about making it mandatory like vaccinations. I absolutely will not take those medications because the last time I did, bad things happened. And, of course, if we're all taking these antidepressants, then that gives the government an excuse to take away our guns. They're using the pills to confiscate the guns. The correlation between psychiatric drugs and random acts of violence and homicide is well documented. The Food and Drug Administration requires black box warnings on the inserts of psychotropic drugs with regard to their relationship to violent behavior. They actually admit it on the package insert. That's why you got to ask the doctor when he's recommending a medication. You want to see that package insert. If the doctor doesn't have it, you ask the pharmacist for it. Or you go over to the FDI's website because they have a searchable database. You can look up the medications before you take them. So the FDA acknowledges there is a link between these prescription psychiatric medications and violent behavior and homicide. And yet, what do we get from the government? Oh, it's the guns. The guns are the problem. The guns are, we got to take away all the guns. If you look at the total number of shooters that have been held up by the media, it's what, a dozen? If you want to deal with that dozen, please do. I get sick and tired of how every time some Muslim commits an act of terror, we're told, don't blame all Muslims, it's just this one bad guy. When do gun owners get that same break? Every time there's a shooting anywhere, immediately, oh, take away all the guns, take away all the guns. Only the police should have guns. The police never show up in time. They just don't. Prove that in Parkland. The police were completely and utterly useless. If only somebody in that school had had a gun. Now, that's assuming that it was just this one kid, as opposed to apparently three black-clad shooters staging this up. Now, there's been a development about that the veterans home up in California in Napa County, and it turns out the shooter was a former patient. Now, this facility, it's the largest veterans facility in the country, and it specializes in treating PTSD and trying to reintegrate these veterans, at least the younger ones, back into society. And apparently, this guy had been kicked out of the veterans home just a few days before he went on the rampage. So this one is actually looking legit. Unfortunately, three people did die. But again, it wasn't the gun. It's what the government put this guy through in the war zone. The government did it to all those people in that veterans home. Between the basic training and the war experience, it messes people up. Plus, they hand out antidepressants over there like they're M&Ms. We had a veteran call into the show when we were talking about this the last time and said, yeah, the Defense Department is spending more on antidepressants than they are on Black Hawk helicopters. Keep all these people really doped up the whole time so that they can perform. And, of course, when they come on home, they're addicted. If they try and get off, bad things can happen. Now, there's another article. This one came out of Blacklisted News. It's talking about the deeper reason for drug ads on television. The United States is one of the very few countries that allow advertisements for prescription medication on television. They're going to show you a wonderful person having a wonderful life in the hope that you'll go to your doctor and say, I want to try that. I want to be like that person in the commercial. And, of course, then there's that very fast voice at the end telling you about all the really terrible things this drug might actually do to you, including kill you. Now, pharmaceutical corporations spend huge amounts of money on these commercials. And one of the reasons they do that is saturation advertising to get people to go to their doctors and say, give me this. And the doctor will say, oh, okay, sure, why not? But the other reason is, corporate media is dependent on that volume of cash coming from the pharmaceutical corporations. And that's why you will never see any news on corporate media that is critical of vaccines, that is critical of the pharmaceutical industry as a whole. They're spending that ad money to control the news. And that's actually what they want to do. Monsanto does the same thing. That's how they were able to go into California. Remember Prop 37, I think it was, about the GMO labeling? And they went to all the radio and TV stations and newspapers and said, you will editorialize against mandatory GMO labeling or we'll pull our ads from your rag. And the corporate media just rolled over and said, absolutely, absolutely. All right, we're going to take another break here for commercials. Do join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, coming up on the top of the hour. Now, as you know, they're having these horrendous storms all over the eastern seaboard. There's another one coming in. Huge amounts of snow. When the snow melts later in the spring, it runs off. And there's a concern growing about how the pollution that we have showered ourselves in is being picked up by the runoff water and carried into the ocean. That's been known for a very, very long time. But now they're concerned about some of the more exotic chemicals and even medications that are in that runoff water. And according to this article over, well, it was referenced from Investment Watch blog, it appears to be compromising the immune systems of fish, damaging their ability to survive. And we've been seeing these stories recently about these strange fish die-offs all along our coasts, along the western coast. It was assumed it might be radiation from Fukushima. Around the Gulf of Mexico, it's assumed it's the leftovers from the Gulf oil disaster. But nobody really had a good handle on the fish die-offs they're seeing in the Atlantic. And it may just be that we have toxified the landmass to such an extent that it, too, is killing off sea life. And that's a very, very dangerous thing. We depend on the ocean for food. It's already being overfished. A lot of countries are now imposing serious restrictions to prevent the waters from being fished to emptiness, because that would start a collapse of the food chain here. Speaking of water, story that came out of Natural Blaze, talking about how in northern Minnesota, their water resources are being endangered. And apparently, it has to do with mining interests coming on in that are producing toxic byproducts of the mining operation. And it's starting to get into the soil, air, groundwater, nearby aquifers, lakes, and downstream rivers. And people are dependent on that. The attitude of government and corporations towards ordinary people is terrifying. They simply don't care. Look at all those poor people living downstream of the Hanford radioactive waste site. Over the weekend, I put up a link to a website over in Indiana where apparently Kellogg Brown Root is getting ready to put in a coal to diesel conversion plant. It's going to be huge. They're going to be sucking water out of the Ohio River and just dumping the contaminated wastewater back in. And unfortunately, because of Kellogg Brown Root's political connections, they're probably going to succeed in getting this despite some very intense public opposition. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. This is RBN.